A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, the world we live in at the moment, COVID-19 has really turned our world upside down in all aspects. We've been having people getting in quarantine 2 weeks, but we're going to talk to Dr. Marita Matanovic, talk about the quarantine, home quarantine, and how it's affecting tourism and people in general. Dr. Marita, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about home quarantine and tourism as a whole. So tell us about this space, and is that looking that way inclined that the government's going to A-OK home quarantine?
Well, yes. We've had quite a bit of a movement in the area of an establishment of a national home quarantine program, which will be based on small pilots of the program, which are currently underway in a couple of Australian states. These trials are still ongoing and evaluation data is not available, but we have been told that following successful trials, that these will be implemented nationally.
So with home quarantine, how do the authorities police that? It's a trust thing, isn't it, for individuals who are supposed to be doing the right thing, yeah?
Look, I would say it's a mix, and the mix is between a reliance on latest smartphone technology as well as trust. So one has to have a working smartphone. One actually has to download the government's home quarantine app. Mm. The app uses geolocation and facial recognition software to check the location of the person isolating. If the person is not at the specified location, i.e. their home, then the police are called to conduct an in-person check. But at the same time, we are not sure what the person is doing at home, i.e. who the person actually has at home. So it could be that the person has unauthorized visitors, for example, and we're not able to know that. So there is certainly an aspect of trust that the program will rely on.
And when we're talking about quarantine itself, I mean, people have been locked away in hotels for 2 weeks. So I think everybody would rather be locked away in their own home rather than a hotel for 2 weeks, yeah?
Look, absolutely. That's the feedback that I have certainly received from people. As soon as I started talking about home quarantine, some probably 12 months ago, a lot of people on Talkback Radio said, I was in hotel quarantine. I absolutely hated it. It was the worst experience. I would love and welcome the opportunity to quarantine within my home. But with saying that, look, nothing is ever going to be foolproof, but there is certainly a lot more open room for people to do the wrong thing, if I can put it that way, if we do move on to home quarantine. However, we have to say that people who are going to qualify for home quarantine will only be returned travellers who are already fully vaccinated with a vaccine recognised by TGA. So, you know, we're not going to let anybody home quarantine. It will be people who are already double vaxxed and most likely who have already been able to provide a negative result to COVID.
I mentioned tourism. And so this how will this affect tourism for people to travel abroad and then come home and then quarantine at home? It could work in that sense and get the tourism industry up and running, yeah?
Look, certainly it's a step in the right direction. I think there are certainly some things that are still somewhat unknown, exactly how, you know, the ins and outs of this are going to work. But look, we cannot continue to rely on these quasi-medi hotels because that's just, A, not sustainable financially, nor in terms of the resources that we actually have. And it probably is not necessary moving forward either.
Yes.
You know, once we get a certain percentage of the population vaxxed over the age of 16, it seems quite doable, if I can put it that way, and reasonable that we do start opening up. And I think that, you know, it's just an absolute must. Some countries around the world are calling the plan as intrusive and draconian, but I would imagine that it is certainly that we have to start slow and careful because we've just been closed up for so long.
Exactly. It's about navigating through to a normality, so to speak. And we are all in this together. So we need to get it together and work within the guidelines of the so-called new rules, yes?
You're absolutely right.
Thank you very much for sharing, Dr. Marina. And when the borders open up, please come up and join us here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, sister.
Would love to.
You take care. All the best to you. Thinking you guys in Victoria. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Adela Yan there. Dr. Marita Matanova is her name, and she's a senior lecturer in criminology and justice in the School of Global, Urban and Social Studies at RMIT, University in Melbourne. And we're talking about home quarantine and tourism, and it's about navigating through the world we live in with COVID-19. But I think a lot of people, as you mentioned, would rather be 2 weeks quarantine in their own homes rather than in a hotel. So food for thought, and hopefully we can work towards that and making everything right in regard to COVID-19. Have you say, Jan, I'm strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That daily number is 1-800-422-416.
Yagi banan ukur
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1800 422 416.
grin at him. Go got him on. Lami oi.
Expectations. folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, promoting awareness and interest among our mob, young people ages 16 to 26 to apply for NASDA, a position in NASDA, and perform and shake your booty and use it as a career pathway. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Class of 18 graduate, that's Neville Williams-Boney on the line. Neville, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cameron. Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So my name is Neville Williams-Boney. I'm a proud Wiradjuri and Wailwan man from Wollongonga.
Too deadly, my brother. And you're a graduate of class of 2018 with NASDA. Look, a fantastic opportunity for young people to get immerse themselves in dance, and it could take them a long way. So let's talk about the promotion and awareness and looking for interests of First Nation people, young people ages 16 and 26, to apply. Why should they, and where can it take them, brother?
Yeah, they should definitely audition if they have a inkling of wanting to dance or if just fascination with the arts in general. So dancing at NASDA opened my eyes personally with their base, like their fundamentals is all about culture.
Yes.
And so learning about culture, with learning about Torres Strait Islander culture, learning about other mob here in Sydney, learning about mob up in the NT, learning about my own mob, I was able to learn cultural and just learn about cultural knowledge that I needed to know, and then also taking that knowledge and then spreading it to other areas. So not only just dance, but like music.
Yes.
And learning how to make music and learning how to create dance, learning how to create script writing, learning how to produce music, like a lot of different things, and not just dancing. So if anyone has an inkling of like wanting to dance, definitely come down, and then they might find a pursuit in acting. Like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it could open up doors once you graduate, and you can go to any field. But also, I know that NASDA works closely with TOs of the land across the country, and they learn, you know, the language and the culture and permission to share that with the world back on stage or in front of a camera. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Like with my year, we went up to Mull Island and learn dance, but then I'm still in touch with Uncle Dujon up there, and we still, when he comes down, he asks me to come dance with him. I will say yes all the time. I love island dancing. But then also, likewise, up with NT mob, so up in Ninike, up there in northeast Arnhem Land, we have some family up there now. Like, that connection is still strong there. So, like, I still talk to them. You know, we still message each other. I still say, what's up, Arnie? What's up, Yappa? And talk with them and learn the language. And, yeah, and then that also helps you learn your own one too. Like, it just helps you reinforce your own mob where you're from too. So it helps you give you that power to go back to your own community and strengthen up there.
Yeah, it's a fantastic vehicle when we're talking about dancing and, interaction with our mob. In regard to the dancing with NASDA, it's not only cultural as well. I mean, all different types of dancing you learn too. Is that right, Neville?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to learn ballet, which makes you realise didn't have muscles where you didn't know you had before.
Yes.
So much pain. You also learn contemporary dance also, like, you know, so you can venture into Bangara if you wanted to that way, or, you know, create your own kind of style, move out and, you know. You also learn, like, tumbling, so flips and, you know, lifts and all that kind of stuff. We also learn Pilates, jazz, physical theatre when you incorporate speaking and singing into it, cultural definitely, and music and composition and choreography, like just a lot of different things, but even yoga every day, every morning. It's such a good feeling.
And over the years, and all graduates from NASDA have went on different pathways, and we're talking about overseas travels as well as overseas dance companies, so doors can open up. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I in my last year I went over to New York City, which has always been a dream of mine to go there. This is also a great way to get into Bangarra if that's your dream to go into Bangarra. There's also other dreams of traveling the world, even if it's just learning different cultures. A lot of mob come in and they like go over to Hawaii and they learn culture there. Or they go to America and they learn about native, our brothers and sisters over there in North America on Turtle Island. And over in New Zealand as well, and having connections all over the world, definitely.
Beautiful.
As well as their own backyard.
Fantastic. True, brother. Now, regarding the audition for 2022 for NASDA, they're doing a lot of, because of COVID-19, a lot of video auditions as such. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. I think they got a lot easier than when I had it. You know, we had to go into the college and then, like, learn the dance there and then and, like, you know, do our best and be embarrassed and feel shame, but then also, like, get that nervousness out of the road. But, like, online, like, you know, what they're doing is they're sending out, I believe they're sending out, like, two videos or two routines that you can practice and send your best video. And, you know, thanks to TikTok now, brother, you know, kids are now well adept in that kind of field of, you know, dancing in front of a camera. So I think they're deadly, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Neville, that's what our yarn is about today, is promoting awareness and interest for our mob to dance. Ages 16 to 26, auditions are open with NASDA. You can Google them or check out their webpage and get all the information. But thank you for sharing, my brother, and all the best to you, eh?
That's all good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Take care, Neville. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there, Neville Williams Bonner. He's a graduate of NASDA, class of 2018, and promoting the fact that it's a fantastic opportunity, a beautiful career pathway for young people out there who want to dance or get into acting or get into behind the scenes on stage. A great opportunity, so do check it out. Go online, check out NASDA. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.